Let's talk with, speaking of Geneva, let's talk with Deborah McKay. She's at At Properties there, based in Geneva. Deborah, how are you today? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for calling in today. We were talking top of the show, and I'd love to just kind of get a little more of a feeling, a picture from you, the real estate market there, because I'm hearing it's totally booming in that area, St. Charles, Geneva, that whole general area. How would you describe it? What's going on?
Oh, it is booming. We have our under contract, just to give you the snapshot of Geneva, under contract, we're up 39% March 2021 versus March 2020. And homes for sale were negative 72%. So we went same time last year, we had 181 homes for sale in, just in Geneva. This year, we're at 50. And we have, we've gone from 4.1 month supply to 0.8 month supply. So if that gives you an indication of where the market, I mean, we're seeing multiple offers on each and every property that's priced, you know, under, I would say under 700,000, and we have an increase in price of about close to about 5% for the area as well. So it is booming, and we're happy to see it. But you know, this is just indicative of Geneva. We are seeing the same thing in the surrounding areas, St. Charles, you know, even Batavia, you know, Elburn, South Elgin, all of those areas. But it's, you know, it's really good. It kind of is reminiscent back to the, what I would say, the boom market time back in, you know, 2006, 2007. So
it's interesting. I talked to a friend in that area, said that their neighbors put their house on the market, and by the end of the week, they had multiple offers. They weren't that prepared to move. They were like, well, we know we're moving, but we didn't know it was then, like that quick. And that's what's happening. It's interesting to see. It's almost like people are discovering some of these areas that we've known have been very beautiful for a long time. And yet, you know, people are like, hey, did you see this place? It's awesome.
Well, exactly. And it's very, you know, it's good as it is for the sellers, the buyers, you know, the game has been flipped. Now the buyers are having to really be completely pre-approved, nothing to sell, really sometimes nothing to close, come in well above asking price, and even, you know, a lot of times lately I'm seeing where they have to waive their appraisal. So it is, you know, you see the same property where you could possibly, depending upon the price point, where you could have, you know, 10 to 18 offers on the same property. So,
get out. You seeing that? 10 to 18 offers on a property? Wow.
On certain property price points, yes. And I talked to a colleague of mine out of the Northwest suburb area, and he said the same thing in his marketplace too, and he actually sent over, you know, a referral. He said, you know, this couple, they have been outbid on all of these homes that they've been trying to get in the St. Charles, Geneva area, and they really, you know, they were working with an agent that was out of area, and they wanted to work with a local agent because they were hopeful that we would have an in on some properties that maybe would not go, you know, be exposed to the masses, so they would get an opportunity to buy something. So.
Yeah. I think that's the difficult part, being a buyer in this environment, is that, you know, it's not the same game it used to be. I mean, I've heard of people baking pies for the homeowner. I mean, they're like, they're trying to, like, sweet talk. I mean, like, please pick me, pick me. It's like, I just, it's nuts. I don't know how you get through this.
It is. So, you know, where in years past, we were all about, you know, going in and staging the home because, you know, we had months and months of supply. So you tried to make the home that absolute best it could be against the competition, and now we're going in saying, okay, just, you know, make it nice and presentable, and, you know, if you turn it up a notch or two, you know, chances are it's going to really get top dollar. So dependent upon what people really want to do as far as maximizing their investment in their home, you know, they can do really well. I just had one buyer that went $30,000, and this was a, you know, what I would say an average price home. It was $427,000. And they went $30,000 over list price because they had lost on seven other homes, and they were just done. They were ready to, you know, get something. And so, of course, $30,000 over list price, we know it's not going to appraise, but they're okay with that. So, which means that they will be coming to closing with the expectation of possibly bringing an additional, you know, not only the 20% down, but an additional, you know, $30,000 to secure the purchase of the home. So,
because that's what it takes. That is, I mean, that is, wow. Are you seeing something, Deborah? Let me ask you, because David Hochberg came on last week with us and mentioned that as he does mortgages, and he does a lot of them, but as he does mortgages, he noticed that younger buyers are also flooding the marketplace. People you didn't necessarily see, millennials and stuff, are coming in to buy homes. And I wonder, are you seeing that in Geneva? Is there a younger people coming to buy homes in your area?
Absolutely. People, you know, we still have really low interest rates, and that's making a lot of people jump in because, you know, we just don't know when those will change. So people, finally, you know, we have, I would say credit lending practices have loosened just a little bit. They're not where they were, you know, back in 2007, 2008, thank goodness, but they've loosened up enough. And, you know, people, I think, have been saving for some time. They've been renting, and they've been saving for this moment where they could buy something. And so with low interest rates, they're getting, you know, their home, the American dream.
Yeah, it's awesome. It is, you know, a lot of people are finding their spot where they want to probably spend a lot more time than we used to, just in terms of people are coming back to the office. We're hearing that. And yet there still are some companies that are allowing some work from home opportunities, too. So I know it's just a different, people have different ideas now where they want to live and how they want that home to be set up and that kind of thing. Before we run out of time, Deborah, I do want to ask you to talk about Geneva a little bit. People haven't been out there. What makes it unique? What's the must-see areas to go to?
Well, you know, Geneva is a quaint little community that is very small, very intimate, if you will, but has amazing restaurants, parks, and just to name a few, you know, you have the Fabian Villa Museum and Japanese Garden. We have, you know, Peck Farm Park. We have Wheeler Park, Island Park. We have all these parks. We have History Museum. We have the Fox Valley Ice Arena. We have a historic district right in the downtown with beautiful old mansions, and amazing shopping district, including the Little Traveler, which dates back, which is just, you know, you have to go there at least once in your lifetime to check that place out. It's you know, it's kind of an historic place. It's set in right on 3rd Street in downtown Geneva near the train station, which also makes it very, very nice. A great area because you could take the train directly from Chicago or, you know, any of the western suburbs and come right into Geneva, have a great dinner or, you know, lunch and do shopping. And we just have a lot of little boutiques. You know, of course, we have Randall Road with the Geneva Commons with all the, you know, big name stores, you know, Crate and Barrel, Pottery Barn, all those that, you know, are in a lot of the other suburbs. But
shopping, easy to get to. And then there's the Festival of the Vine, which Mary and I are going to make a date to come out there for the big wine fest you guys have, too. We got to check that out. Deborah, we're out of time, but I want to say thank you for sharing all your knowledge with us and you know, just kind of explaining a little bit about what you love about Geneva, too. I appreciate your time.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity.
Awesome. Deborah McKay is with At Properties and based right there in Geneva, Illinois. It's part of our hometown spotlight here on WGN.